We have reached the busiest air travel day in the U.S. the day before Thanksgiving. Following a 2020 that was dominated by the height of the pandemic and a dramatic drop in flying, tens of millions of people will be braving airports today to get somewhere for turkey or stuffing, all sorts of cakes and pies. But the airlines themselves, including Southwest and American, experienced recent struggles and delays reportedly related to reduced staffing. And many people haven't been on a plane for nearly 2 years. So how could that affect travel today and through the weekend? To learn more, I'm joined by David Slotnick. He is senior aviation business reporter for thepointsguy.com. David, as I mentioned, some airlines had challenges recently that affected travelers. Any reason to think there could be similar problems this week?
I don't necessarily expect it to. There were a few circumstances between both of those meltdowns that don't really exist in the same way right now. At the time, what was happening was the two airlines were flying basically as much capacity as they could to capture as much of the demand that they possibly could. The problem was they were leaving no margin for error with staffing. So when they ended up in a situation where there were, say, thunderstorms or, you know, heavy winds outside of Dallas, it ended up causing a problem for them. Now, what we have now is a scenario where the airlines have had a little bit more time to plan. They've also gathered more staff. They have more staff that have come back from their pandemic era leaves, more people who've been hired, and they think that should be enough to get them through. So obviously, we're all hoping that's the case.
Airlines are anticipating about 95% of the levels they were pre-pandemic in 2019, 2018, for example. So in essence, airlines seem to be at least, we hope, prepared for that level as opposed to somewhere between what they saw last year and the height.
Yeah, that's more or less what they're expecting. This is going to be obviously the biggest travel period since the pandemic started.
There is still a lot of tension when it comes to who's vaccinated. Masks are required. Any reason to think that the tension related to that is either quelling or could be heightened this week?
Yeah, it's a good question. So what we've seen in the past few months is that reports of these unruly travelers, of people who aren't following the rules, aren't listening to the flight attendants, to the pilots who are causing problems, that's actually been going down. The thing is, this is going to be a different kind of travel week. We have people who haven't flown since the pandemic, since it started. There's going to be just so many people. Planes are going to be full. And that's just a scenario that creates a lot of stress and tension, really at the best of times. I can imagine that we're going to see some reports of disruptive passengers, of people who aren't behaving, who are, causing a problem. To a greater degree maybe than we've seen on any individual day or weekend so far. Now, with that said, it's important to contextualize, that happens and that has been on a severe increase over the past year. But overall, the absolute number is still very, very small. This is a tiny fraction of the flights that leave every day. In all likelihood, this shouldn't be a system-wide problem. Obviously, it's disruptive if it happens on your flight or on your inbound aircraft and causes delays because of that. But, the good news is this shouldn't disrupt systems as a whole.
Because of post-pandemic situation, are we seeing airlines charging more, charging less, having different sorts of values? Have those things popped up more of late as more people are traveling?
It's a little hard to tell. And the reason for that is because fuel prices have been so high lately. That's a cost that gets passed on to the customers. So, we've seen ticket prices go up just because of that. It's a weird scenario. The airlines are sort of trying to keep this homeostasis at all times. They're trying to keep the supply matched pretty perfectly to the demand. And, in a perfect world, that means that they're selling tickets in advance for relatively affordable for, holiday travel, for people who are going to visit their friends and family, where last minute tickets are usually higher yielding. They cost more. They're more the kind of thing the business traveler books at the last minute, where they don't really care about price. They're more agnostic to that. I think that's sort of the pattern that we're still continuing to see. When it comes down to it, there's just only so much that the airlines can charge and still get customers. So they're just trying to, I think, ride that line.
If someone had not traveled since Thanksgiving of 2019 and is traveling in Thanksgiving of 2021, how different do you think it actually is going to look? I mean, we can't take in people's emotions. The masks, yes, so those are obvious things. But in terms of the actual travel experience, has it changed dramatically over 2 years?
It's funny. If you had asked me this question about 6 months ago, I would have said, yes, it's almost unrecognizable.
Okay.
But today, a lot of things have come back to normal. There was a period that the airlines weren't serving drinks at all. They weren't serving snacks. They weren't offering any kind of cabin service just to reduce touch points, reduce costs, reduce scenarios where people are taking their masks off to eat and drink. But we're at the point now where service is almost back to normal. It's still a little scaled down from what it was before. But generally, it's in the same ballpark. The real difference for travelers is going to be the idea of wearing the face mask the whole time. You know, after your first couple flights, it's pretty easy just to deal with wearing it for the entire time in the airport and the airplane. But that first time, it could be pretty surprising. It could be a little disorienting, especially if you're not really used to spending that much time out of the house, if you've been, say, working from home or driving yourself and avoiding public transit. So, you know, I think that's the big difference, just the idea of wearing the mask.
Having read some of your stuff, I get the impression you're someone who likes to travel internationally. Is there something, I know not that many people travel internationally necessarily for Thanksgiving, but what about folks who are going overseas as opposed to just, you know, going from Phoenix to Chicago or something like that?
Yeah, it's funny. When you travel internationally these days, one of the biggest concerns is testing positive, because if you take a positive test on your reentry to the US, you actually aren't allowed back in. You have to quarantine in whatever country you're in until you test negative again. You're also subject to any local restrictions, you know, if they have quarantine hotels or specific destinations or locations or anything like that. So, you know, it's funny, as we get to the point where this virus becomes endemic, where it's just part of our daily life and we all have to deal with it, it's kind of interesting because, you know, I'm vaccinated. I'm, you know, less worried about my health now if I get it. Not totally unconcerned, but, you know, I think I should be relatively okay. But if I have an international trip planned, mostly for work, you know, I'm very cautious. I wear masks the entire time I'm abroad. Just to avoid that scenario, you know, it's just such a disruption to your normal life.
David Slotnick is senior aviation business reporter for thepointsguy.com. David, thank you.
Thanks very much.